This is Don Calame, and I listen to Authors Like Us.
Hi, I'm Meg Tilly, and I listen to Authors Like Us. And eat with them, too.
You do it.
Excuse me.
You do it.
Okay, all right, hold on. Do I have to push
a pepper shaker?
This is Casey Dyer, and I listen to Authors Like Us.
Meg watched the first hockey game from start to finish that she's ever watched.
I know, she was blogging while she was writing it. While she was watching it.
Of course, Sidney Crosby scoring.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
poster boy
yeah.
of
yeah.
the team.
Yeah.
And
well, that's how
I guess
write
I blogged it wrong, though, because then when Don read it, he's like, Jerome McGinley?
What?
But because they say, Jerome McGinley! So I thought it was Mac, like a Mac Kinla.
Did you look
like,
at Jerome?
Yeah.
He doesn't really look Scottish.
No, but you know, there's intermarriages, and you don't know if the father.
You don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Like to play around yet?
No.
I have no idea who anybody
there's
is.
There's lots of black people.
Except for Luongo, because the first game against the Americans, everybody was tutoring, put Luongo in net.
Yeah.
So Luongo is the only person I know on the team.
Yeah. I was at that game. I was at the one where the Americans beat the Canadians. That was the only thing. That was the only event that I saw of the Olympics. Yeah. But you know what? It was a really fun game.
The U.S. goalie was on fire.
That U.S. goalie deserves MVP.
He did. He won the MVP.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, he deserved it. Ryan, what's his name? Ryan Miller.
Ryan Miller. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not Ryan Smith.
No.
I made that mistake,
Oh, you called him Ryan Smith?
Yeah. I did. Well, like, you know, there's some goalie. I mean, not some.
There's a
player named Ryan. I got it mixed up. Yeah.
He's played on lots of
games.
Anyway,
I know.
He was fantastic.
I just got the names fixed.
He was amazing.
So,
Meg, I should follow your blog if I want to keep up with hockey.
No, don't. Because you'll say the wrong things. Like, yeah, that Ryan Smith was outstanding for the U.S. And it's like, no, yes, his name's Ryan.
Miller.
No, or you'll start calling
Meg's just broken a blog jam anyway, so
She's not going to be writing a hockey related book anytime soon.
Well, if she did, it would be hilarious.
Only to you.
You would hear that strange giggling. Why is he laughing?
Yeah.
Oh, just on my own book. It's really funny.
No, but because when they say it, Rome.
So I hate to ask this, but what's his name? Jerome Aginla.
But when they say it, they don't say it like that. So, it's not my fault.
They're holding the M from the Jerome.
Yeah, exactly, because they're, like, doing the, you know how they talk.
I would have done the same thing, if that makes it feel any better.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. couldn't stop laughing.
And it's worse for him because he's a boy. He's supposed to know this stuff.
Yeah.
A male
Canadian.
When I'm working at the bookstore and somebody comes into the bookstore wanting books on hockey,
they always
talk
to him.
I'm the one that they come to talk to, and I'm the only one there that doesn't
know hockey.
Well, now it's changed now, though, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to be a Canucks fan.
Did you look to see the look on his face?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Well, I considered it after the game, and then there was like a hockey game like that night, and I was like,
maybe.
Yeah, that was really good.
You should watch hockey, because then I could watch hockey with you, and then I'd have someone to watch it with.
Well, if you watch UFC, we could watch UFC together.
Yeah, I can't watch
it. They're coming to Vancouver, dude. Like,
yeah, it's not going to
You watch Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Yeah.
I just wrote a book on mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's got to be some.
Well, he speaks martial arts.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they fight, huh?
Yeah.
It's my least favorite part of the game.
There's got to be someone who
you
know that wants. I'm just trying to think of our circle, but no, it's not coming up.
No.
Don't worry.
Children's writers.
Yeah.
Extreme fighting sport.
That's fine.
All the body pieces that fly through your books. Yes, I can.
So you're writing a Starbucks. What are you writing?
Well, he wasn't. He was just pretending to write.
No, I know. What were you pretending to write?
Yeah.
You believe writer's block, Don?
Do I believe in it?
But that's good.
I think I do actually. I think that you can get blocked up. I think it's I think you're it's all it's psychological. Just same way sports, incredible sports athletes can get blocked up too, and they because it's in your head. And you can the same thing. You can get yourself psyched out. I think the way out of it is working through it. But I think I definitely believe that you can get yourself blocked up. Sure.
Meg's just finished working on a young adult novel.
Yeah. Well, doing an edit for it, so.
Would they come out?
Like, don't talk about me.
This is the Dawn and Meg show.
I don't know. It's
it with goes, guest star Casey
it'll
Dyer.
Be with, it'll be with Tundra, but it'll probably be. I'm not sure because I have to. I've just sent it in, so.
Well, Tundra did Porcupine? Edits.
Yeah, they did Porcupine.
Oh, so that's awesome because they did such a good job
they
with
did.
Porcupine.
They did. Yeah.
I love Porcupine.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know, like, I don't know if my editor, Kathy Lowinger, is going to edit it, or, because, you know, there's been a shift of management there. I know she's going to edit a few books, but I'm not sure which ones, so. So it's, I think I'm in flux, really.
So have you got a time frame that it's going to emerge? Is it coming out next spring or this fall, or?
No, because I have to, then we have to go through it now, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe next fall, maybe next spring, maybe the following fall. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know they bought it, but...
Yay!
Yeah. You're so sweet.
I know, well, it's true. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I've just finished the edit on the last book that I've sold. So I've got two books that I'm working on, but neither one of them is sold yet. So that they bought it is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, the one that I'm working on right now, same thing.
Yeah, I know. We're working on spec, and what are we doing? But we're doing it.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah. You'd think after, I mean, for the people...
So retailing, mm-hmm. see people for you, so
after publishing so many books between all of us, that it wouldn't always be up in the air all the time, but it just always is.
It is.
Do you have a plan to do a third book?
Thank you.
Casey, or...
Well, I have left... I have left this open for a sequel, a final sequel to this, to make it a trilogy.
Right.
My intention all along was that it was a trilogy, but I have only sold two books to Doubleday, so we'll see.
And then you're doing a science fiction as well?
Yeah, that's the other one that I'm working
steampunk?
On now, my steampunk novel, which is almost done.
Wow.
It's almost done. It's probably 25,000 words away from being done.
But still, that's well into it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 50,000 now. I thought it would only be 50,000 long entirely, and it's already 50,000, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through, I think, so.
Yes, I love lots of cheese.
But we did that with...
I love cheesy movies.
I don't know if you ever saw that old TV series, Bee.
Bee,
the old
one,
the first one,
They're doing a Bee now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the sci-fi geeks, you know. I had a movie night where we actually... Because I own the original movies and the original TV series.
Right.
And so we watched, like, the first hour and a half of the original. Were you there that night?
No,
I think both of you missed that.
Yeah, I missed it.
We both missed it.
And then after we watched an hour and a half of that one, we watched the first episode of the new one. And the new one actually did as much in that 1 hour as the original miniseries did in, like, 5 hours.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's how fast
paced. There goes back to the editing, right?
Yeah.
Like, they revisit it and they tighten it up.
Right.
But I remember...
Do you like it better, or do you not like it as well?
I wasn't there that night when they watched the old one, but when I was a kid, I loved the original. Like, I found it riveting. So, I don't know. I mean, I... You know, you remember things, right, with a little bit of a romantic perspective, and...
Especially the things you loved as a kid, like Star Wars.
Yeah, or like the original Battlestar Galactica series.
Yeah, it's a rerun of those.
Which is really cheesy.
Yeah, I remember that. You know what, when I was a kid,
I didn't like that one.
I didn't really like that one. As like,
I didn't like it because it was...
I just watched it so I could get me through waiting for Star Wars to come out. Like, it was just kind of like a heroin addict waiting for the next, like...
Yeah, methadone. It was
methadone. I must have something till Star Wars comes out.
I wanted to be Starbuck. The new one, not so much.
You wanted to be with her.
Yeah, we just lost our PG rating there, buddy.
And that's about...
we've lost that.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed, my friend.
Pepper grinding.
We're going to have...
I think that went out when Karen started grasping the pepper.
Okay, you know what? That was a perfectly innocent pepper grinder grasp. It was all in your head.
It was not innocent at all. You said you were bonding with it.
I was bonding with it. Okay.
There's nothing innocent about it.
Okay, we are so toasted.
See, the guy is so happy.
And your blushing face says it all.
Yeah, no kidding.
You better be on my video.
Gratefully, we don't have video.
Your face matches your...
When did you? I used to be a vegetarian for 7 years. I was.
Were you?
Yeah. And then.
Then you lapsed.
I did.
Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago.
Really?
15. how old is my child? He's 17. So when he was 2, so 15 years old.
Was it a moment?
It was a moment.
It was.
Well, I've been leaning up to it all my life because it's always been an issue, and especially in those days, the way that animals were slaughtered.
Yes.
You know, it was just always an issue for me, and I grew up in Calgary. You know, like in the
Are you allowed to be a vegetarian?
I know you're. No, you're not. I like, moved away.
It's like Winnipeg. Chicken is the vegetable.
Yeah, that's right. Like lamb.
It's not really meat.
Yeah. Right, so.
It's like my grab. It's just beer. It's not alcohol.
Yeah. But I took my little boy to a birthday party, and the mom, I'm sure I've told you this story, the mom was like a real Martha Stewart type and very, very organized. It was October, and she arranged to have her garage cleared out. This is when I was living in Seattle. And she'd had an enormous outdoor pool moved indoors. It's an above ground pool, but it was big. It was like 15 feet across. It moved into the garage and filled and stocked with trout. And the birthday party was that the little boys could catch a trout in October.
Wow.
And of course, the trout were too smart to be caught by little boys. So in the end, they had to scoop the trout out with a net,
yes.
And then they had to beat the heck out of it with a fish thing, which Peter loved. Like, my boy loved every minute of the gut spraying. Can I do it again, Mom? So anyway, and I just was watching, you know, this process, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go home and call the person who will make the most fun of me. And so I went home and called my mom, and I said, I'm going to become a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And she said, I knew this day was coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I've never looked back. Yeah. And I'm very happy.
Yeah. Well, she didn't make fun of you. That's almost disappointing.
Well, it was disappointing. It was it was shocking.
Yeah.
I think that's why it was, you know, I had no opposition, so... But it's been an interesting road, and I really try not to be. I don't proselytize about it. And my kids are both unrepentant carnivores, and so. But
it sounds like Peter is eating fish like Gollum raw.
Oh yeah,
he would have. Do it again.
But the idea of this woman was that the boys would kill and gut the fish, and that would be their party favor. And they sent home. Yeah, I know you, Mr. Child of Hunters. They sent home this wrapped up little fish, and of course Peter wanted nothing to do with that.
He just wanted to kill it.
He didn't want to.
He just liked the spraying of the gut.
You know what? It was such a supreme waste of life. It really upset me. And so when people say to me, "Oh, surely you eat fish," and I say, "No, I'm vegetarian," and they say, "Oh, lots of vegetarians eat fish." Well, it was a fish that put me over. And if you eat fish, you're not a vegetarian.
Right.
So anyway, I try not to rag on about it too long, so I'll stop now.
Let's go back to the pepper grinder. It happened to me, in sort of stages. It was beef, then it was chicken, then it was fish.
Right. And then it was back
the other way, then it was beef, then it was fish, then it was chicken.
Yeah, and was it just the flavor of it that just threw you back?
It was
I didn't do it. It was the cooking. It was turkey dinner.
I cooked separate food for, you know, like I cooked it.
But then all of a sudden, I know it wasn't turkey dinner. You were at breakfast, and I made the breakfast for the kids, and David was sitting there.
And then all of a sudden,
and you had your little vegetarian breakfast that I made you without. And then all of a sudden, David said, "You said, give me that!" And you grabbed his bacon off his thing,
sausage,
and started eating it. And you started laughing and like, "Don't do it!" And you're like,
"That was it. You just went back to your animal root."
Yeah.
Don't mean to get so bold here.
Sorry, I should eat my pepper shaker here.
Oh yeah, we put the pepper shaker.
Oh, thank you.
We had to take it away. It was getting in the way.
It was getting
inappropriate.
Really,
I think we should take a picture of it.
Yeah. Do not.
And you can keep it on your, you know. Anyways, you stop.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
You know, my first experience with vegetarians, I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. Growing up in the prairies, there were no vegetarians.
Right.
And did you even know what a vegetarian was?
Apparently not.
They ate?
Yeah.
I had a barbecue. I was having a barbecue with me and my best friend. We're going to have this big barbecue, and I was inviting all these people that I sort of just met, and I told my buddy, I was like, you know, okay, they're all vegetarians, so I got special hot dogs for them. And he took the package out of the fridge and looks at it and goes, "James, this is chicken hot dogs. Vegetarians still eat chicken, or don't eat chicken. Chicken's a meat."
Yeah.
And this is the first time I realized that a vegetarian wouldn't eat meat. Like, even chickens. Because beef's a meat.
What do you mean?
But chicken, chicken's not meat. That's like meat.
You have to cut them in slack, okay? It's the Manitoba mentality.
Yeah.
But it was because you went out and bought separate types of
they still could eat it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I tried to have something there for them. Luckily, one of the vegetarians brought, you know,
the
tofu ones, yeah.
But I'll tell you something, as a vegetarian.
You know what I did? So now it's kind of my right, and they take me for a massage after. So you know how we went for the leg massage and you called it torture?
Yeah, the torture. Actually, I was like, June, how do I say stop in Korean? And then I guess she finally realized there's something wrong, and she said something to June, and June's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would be June. Okay, I know what you just said, even though I don't speak Korean. You just told her to go ahead and keep doing what she's doing. Oh, this really hurts.
Yeah.
I love it. So, but they gave me, I got the full body one this time, and then I did Dr. Fish. Remember we didn't get to do Dr. Fish last time?
Wait, this is a PG-rated thing, isn't it?
Dr. Fish. No, it's fine. Dr. Fish is you get to stick your feet in the pool of fish, and they remove all the dead skin off your legs.
Oh, that's gross.
These fish aren't vegetarian. I'm a little scared of fish.
No, that's true. Really? Have you ever done that?
No, I've seen it, though.
Because the last time we went, I saw the pool of fish, and I really wanted to do it, but I don't know if she wanted to go or something. So this time...
That's not like big fish.
No, they're like these little...
little tiny fish, and I think it just tickles.
Yeah, it just tickles. I'm a little scared of fish, so...
You're scared of fish?
Yeah, because they have dead eyes. So I...
Especially the one that Peter killed.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was a dead fish.
So it was a little bit of an adrenaline rush for me as well, just to do it. It was fun, though.
Did that make you feel better? Like, did you recover?
Yeah, I recovered
before you got home, or
quite a bit because I was sick, but all I really needed was sleep.
Yeah.
And Joanne had actually rented us an apartment in Seoul. Like, we had our own apartment for 3 days, and I had my own room, a nice big bed, and it was glorious. So, but
Sarah told me that you were unhappy with the venue. That's how she phrased it.
I haven't even talked to her.
Did we have a good trip? And she said, I believe he was unhappy with the venue. His big smile on her face.
Because it was so depressing. Like, every day, and Joanne said to me at the end of the trip, she goes, you'd like to sing. Because I guess I sang all the way from my room to the classroom, because I was, like, kind of whistling through the dark woods, right? Like, I was just trying to keep my mood up because I was so depressed. I kept turning on all the lights. It was really austere building, like, really imposing and all.
Was it like granite. SFU and granite and cement?
Way more terrible.
Oh, I think SFU.
It's terrible. And I kept turning on the lights in these big hallways because we have kids, right? And I had these two little girls who I was really attached to, and they were always running up and down the stairs. They were grade 3 or 4. And I was terrible. Like, I know this is hard to believe, but I tripped down the stairs one day. So I kept turning on them, and they're like big stairs. So I kept turning on the lights because I was worried about the kids. And every time I turned around, they turned the lights off again. And I was really... And they have a master switch for the heat. Like, so your room was heated. That was nice. They have a master switch for the heat in the classrooms. And they kept, because we were just the kid group, they kept ignoring us. And they kept... We had to phone them every second day and remind them, turn on the heat in our room. And it was like, when we got there, the night we got there was minus 15.
Wow.
And it was so cold, and it was snowing, and...
Well, how were the kids? What was the, like...
The kids were fabulous.
Were they cheery and...
Yeah, they were fine. They didn't like the food either, because the food actually wasn't bad, but it was the same every... Like, you had the same three dishes every day.
Which were?
Rice, kimchi.
I mean, I like rice and kimchi, so...
Rice, kimchi, and fish
heads. Well, I don't like the fish heads. And one day, they had the special. They had eggs and fish heads, so I was just... I don't do eggs.
It's like your double whammy.
I know. I pulled a James. I went out with my tray, and I just came back and put the tray down.
There was one morning in Korea, I went into the lunchroom, and I started at the start. I went around the table, put my tray back down, went back to my room.
No. First he comes and sits at the table, and I'm eating. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I give up.
Yeah, I can't eat it.
But you know what? Chloe's mom, I think she... I know Chloe's mom a little bit because I taught, because Chloe is a kid who used to live here, and they've moved back to Korea. So Chloe's mom showed up on the first day camp with a coffee maker and Starbucks coffee.
Oh,
and I, and I just grabbed her and hugged her. And she's like, what are you doing? Because she's a little bit more formal.
And then last year, they were so worried about me not eating that they actually went to a hamburger place and brought us all hamburgers. And I was so happy. And they brought me two hamburgers, and I bit into the one. And as I bit into it, June looks at me and says, that's a special Korean hamburger. And I bit into it, and I thought, oh, God, what is this?
Fish head?
No, it was a bulgogi hamburger.
I had one of those. That's pretty good.
Yeah, if you like bulgogi.
I do.
Well, I do not.
I had a kimchi donut.
What's a bulgogi?
It's just a flavor that they use in Korean meat. And actually, there are some bulgogi dishes I like, but I can't even describe it to you. Yeah. It was just, when you're expecting something to taste one thing, and then all of a sudden, it tasted like everything I was eating in the cafeteria. But all I could think was, like, there's like six Korean moms just all standing there smiling at me.
Yeah,
they're just feeling so good. I thought, and that little tiny hamburger grew. It was like this big.
Yeah.
I thought, I have to eat it.
I had a kimchi donut. It's on my blog. I got a picture of my kimchi. If there's one food Korea is known for, it's their kimchi. It's a spicy pickled cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it.
Like 600 types of kimchi.
Yeah, there's lots, but it's all fermented. If you go to a restaurant there's generally one type you get. I really like it, and it's a staple and traditionally poor country, so it kept them going through the winter, right? I found a kimchi donut. It was really weird, but I ate it, and it was good.
Okay. There's only two things I can eat of Korean food, and one is kimchi, and the other is bibimbap. And it's basically...
But they have to do it vegetarian, because it will...
Yeah. Yeah. Which is basically leftovers in a pot with an egg cracked over it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't mean I can't do that.
He does not
eat
eggs.
You don't eat eggs?
I can't tell. Eggs.
They have to be really solid, like,
me too.
You eat eggs?
I'm not vegan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you planning on getting dessert?
Yes.
Right, this is James McCann and
Lee Edward Foti,
and you've been listening to
Authors Like Us.